Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord. I'm just so overjoyed. And I believe each and every one of us believers should always be overjoyed because you chose us to call us out of the Antichrist spirit and the Antichrist world and knock us off our horses of carnality, self-righteousness, and unrighteousness. And thank you, Lord, you have taken hold of us and your spirit is upon us and you are leading us in paths of righteousness. And thank you for your wonderful gifts upon our lives and the wonderful path you have for us. And thank you, you bring it to pass day by day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 John 4 verse 4 to 6. You are from God, little children. You have defeated these people because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, so they speak from the world's point of view, and the world listens to them. We are from God. The person who knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God doesn't listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful, you know, like the Antichrist people, some of them might not believe that Jesus came in the flesh, but that's it. They believe it, and then they moved on, and the things of this world has overwhelmed them. So they're caught up in self-righteousness and unrighteousness. But we have gone further. We know that God had to send a Savior so that we could be set free from self-righteousness and unrighteousness. And so we've embraced the new birth, got born again, received the Spirit of God, and now Christ is in us, the hope of glory. He speaks to us daily. That's so important. We allow him to speak daily. We draw close to him so he can draw close to us. We come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy. So I can just so rejoice, you know, together with Jesus, because Jesus says, now I am going to be glorified. I'm going to die, pay the price, call my bride, and then empower them with the Holy Spirit to be where I am. We got that in John 12. It speaks about that. And so the wonderful thing with the Spirit of God upon us, and when we stay in the Spirit, he makes room for us. He takes us into the goodness of God, the calling that is upon our lives. So praise God. I can just say thank you, Lord. I know where I was going. I was going just deeper and deeper into darkness. And praise God, God called me. He plucked me out of the kingdom of darkness and he put me into the kingdom of his beautiful Son. And now his Son leads and guides. And I praise God for the ministries God has opened up through me, the doors he's opened up. My first wonderful wife that's now in heaven with my three beautiful children, my precious helpmate, Danita, now with me. And I just praise God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach. He has anointed me to give hope to the poor, to heal the broken heart, and set the prisoners free. And that's what each and every one of us has got, guys. So stay listening to God, staying in tune. And those that want to come out of darkness into the marvelous light, you can be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.